Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm doing good. I mean, as good as we can be, right? Trying to figure this thing out.
Right. Uh-huh. Where are you quarantined at right now?
We are in Seattle staying with my in-laws. My wife has, for most of her life, done her birthday here in Seattle. And so we're holed up here for a kind of an indefinite amount of time.
Oh, what a good husband. Now, yeah. Dr. Fauci came out and he said that anybody taller than 6'4 can absolutely not contract coronavirus. How's that make you feel?
I mean, I've heard him say other things that I don't really buy either, so you might not be kidding.
Now, real quick, you were quarantined. What made you make that decision when you came back from, I believe it was Europe, before you got back home?
Right.
You know, on that trip, I think we had been on something like 15 planes over the course of less than 2 weeks. And, you know, I had just gone through Berlin when that, like 2 days after that, was declared like a really hot spot. And then we had a show cancel in Oslo, Norway, because cases were going up. And I just thought, you know, with my wife and young child, and then also my mother-in-law was staying with us, I just thought, you know, there's too much risk to not be willing to just hang out for 14 days. And, you know, as artists, we're on our bus so much. It's like a little apartment for us. So it wasn't like I was like sleeping in a tent in the wilderness, you know,
we right.
had hot water and the whole deal. So it just felt too risky and like an obvious decision to make.
Yeah. Well, you were going to look like a jerk if you gave anybody that coronavirus.
Right?
You had so totally. Many loved ones inside that house.
Absolutely. Yeah. It wasn't happening. Not, I would have looked like a jerk and I would have then, you know, we would have just been stuck there for an indefinite, because that was also when they were saying, well, it could take 3 days to see symptoms or 15 days to see symptoms. And we were like, yeah. So clearly we don't know anything about this. So
right.
let's just
and
not
we still
risk
don't,
it.
Right?
Honestly, yeah, the things that we even thought we knew are changing and shifting. And so, yeah, it wasn't even a hard decision. I told my wife I thought it was the right thing and she immediately agreed. And so, yeah, it was no big deal in the scheme of things. That was months ago now. It seems like forever ago.
Well, we're glad to hear you guys are all doing well, but I got to ask you some Dodger questions. Okay, Brett, you and I, huge Dodger fans, but I got to know, are you a big enough Dodger fan to have a cutout for opening day today?
Gosh, I heard about that. No, there's not. I think I understand why that's a cool idea, but I don't know a Dodger fan bigger than me, but I'm still not spending that kind of money for a cutout in a seat.
That's what we said too. It's kind of creepy looking.
Yeah, well, I mean, what are they going to, if this continues very long, are they going to do holograms like the, you know, like. If they do holograms and I can sit next to Tupac, then maybe I'll consider it.
California love.
Exactly.
All right, let's talk about your new song, Lady. This is adorable. Has your daughter's heartbeat on it? Was that your idea to use the heartbeat for the song?
It was. It was when we wrote the song and we did the demo, I pulled out my phone and I had the video from the 8 week appointment when we got to hear the heartbeat for the first time. And we just put the phone up to the microphone thinking it would be like a little kitschy, fun, cute thing. And Dan Huff, when we did the record, insisted that we use it, and I'm so glad that he did. I never really considered that it would be Presley's first appearance on country radio. But I think, I wonder if that's some sort of record. At 8 weeks old, she recorded on a record that went to radio. That's got to set some sort of record.
Yeah, take
that's
that, amazing. Blue Ivy.
Last week, you performed on Stephen Colbert, and this is, it's crazy. This is how life is. But what was that for you? I mean, performing on national TV yet from home, that had to be a weird experience.
It was weird. It was, you know, also because, you know, it's always fun to do late night, and that show was a bucket list. So to get to do it, but to not get to do it all at the same time. But you know, my team is so impressive that their ability to capture video and audio like that in a room in my house, you know, with a skeleton crew because of everything that's going on. It was just fun to play music with you know, my band again. You know, obviously that was a little bit more stripped down, but
for sure.
It was an honor to be asked, and anytime I get to share this song because it's so special to me, I get excited. So it was a fun one.
Well, it was an honor having you on with us this morning, Brett. Thank you so much. Everybody, Lady, latest single, it is out. Go get it. Make it his seventh
it's
number
gonna
one.
Gonna go number seven.
Gonna go number one.
Yes. I mean, it's going to go number one. You know what? It's going to be a seventh
time. For the love of. Thanks, Brett.
Yeah. Oh, no.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.